February 22nd. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2 verse 4. My wife and I both work, so when we finally pick up 6-year-old Timmy from the babysitter, drive home, start dinner, each of us really needs to unwind. Sometimes that means we're each talking a mile a minute, trying to solve work-related problems. One night, as the three of us sat knee-to-knee at our small yellow kitchen counter, Linda and I were rattling on at each other when suddenly we heard a small voice. Doesn't anybody want to know what happened to me? Pause. Guilt.
What happened, son?
Linda asked.
Nothing. I had a very perfect day. Nothing bad happened, so I guess I don't have anything much to say.
Linda and I exchanged sheepish glances.
Tell us about the good things that happened, Tim,
Linda finally said. And he did. And they were very good, especially for us, because they also reminded us how easy it is to let our problems and hectic routine screen out those we love, and those who love us, even Jesus. Still small voices are all around us, Lord. Let me hear them.